It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
On Nature Secrets today, I want to talk about a nutrient that is critical for energy production in nearly every cell in your body. It's important for many body processes, including your heart, muscle, brain function, and even, of course, fat metabolism. It's one of my favorite nutrients, and I've been taking it regularly for 35 years, and I'm going to tell you why. Carnitine, L-carnitine, is considered a non-essential amino acid because it's a non-essential amino acid because it can be made by the body, but some people who've got genetic variants or health reasons, you might not have enough for your body to make it and its ability to synthesize it. So in that case, you're going to need more. And where do you get carnitine? You get it through your diet. And it's important to know that carnitine helps the body produce energy by transporting long-chain fatty acids, which is fats, into the mitochondria. Now remember, I've done a show on the Mighty Mitos, and these are the powerhouses of every cell. And they're super important for turning fat into energy, right? So once the mitochondria uses this fat and it oxidizes and burns the fat, it produces cellular energy, and carnitine is responsible for that shuttling. Carnitine shuttles in that fat. So if you don't have carnitine, well, guess what? You end up having stored fat, right? That's what's happening in our body, with our body, and we have a definitely obesity crisis here in the U.S. So if you're not able to shuttle that fat into the cell, into the mitochondria, then what happens to it? It gets stored. It gets stored in visceral fat all around your organs, you know, all around the muscles, all around your liver. You've heard of fatty liver, right? Well, that's a carnitine problem. So the lower levels of carnitine basically means the more fat you deposit, and it's always in the wrong places. And we got to remember, carnitine is something that we can eat. It's mainly in animal products, red meats, fish, poultry, and dairy products. They're the best sources of carnitine. And the reason is because there's high levels of carnitine in the mitochondria, right? We talked about the mitochondria. Now, the redder or darker the meat, the higher the carnitine levels. But I don't recommend too much of dairy because I truly believe that can be a very big allergy component to you and your health. So having some steak, dark meat, thigh, chicken, turkey, this is all really good in carnitine levels. Now, fruits and vegetables, because it is produce and there's no protein pretty much in it, animal protein, well, there's going to be small levels of carnitine. And you know, the National Institute of Health states that people who eat a higher level of whole food diets, you know, omnivorous, meaning meats, with red meats and other animal products, it really gives us a great deal of carnitine per day, about 200 milligrams, up to 200 milligrams. Now, like I said earlier, without enough carnitine, you're going to store that fat in and around your organs. And this is called visceral fat, which is a marker for many health issues, including fatty liver, insulin resistance, and type 2 diabetes, and of course, obesity, right? There's other diseases, though, can be addressed that are affected by low carnitine. For instance, cardiovascular disease. They found that taking carnitine actually helps reduce high lipid levels in your bloodstream. It lowers the total cholesterol, the bad cholesterol called the LDL. And it even helps with triglycerides, lowering the triglycerides. So it's super important that we get plenty of carnitine to help you with your heart. Also, there's a type of carnitine called propionyl carnitine that's shown to reduce angina. And angina is basically heart pain or chest pain. And they found that carnitine is excellent also for post-heart attack, and it reduces the subsequent heart attacks in the future. So if you've got heart disease right now, carnitine might be a really good source for you. Talk to your doctor about it before you use it, but make sure that you understand that this might really help you with the health of your heart. Another thing that carnitine is really great for in the form of acetyl L-carnitine is that it can be an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, which protects your body from inflammation. Super important also for if you're male and or you're a woman then, but you want to have a baby, you're definitely trying to get pregnant. Well, guess what? Carnitine is super important for sperm quality and count. So maybe really important to have your man start looking at the carnitine levels. If you're a vegetarian, definitely talk to your partner about carnitine. Also, if you've got peripheral vascular issues, remember I said that carnitine is great for the heart? Well, it's also great for muscle pain and the vascular diseases out there that's causing what's called intermittent claudication. That's basically plaque that's built up in the arteries and that causes pain in your legs or in your extremities. And it cramp up if you start walking too long of a period. And they find that carnitine is great for that, as well as for diabetic neuropathy. Now, diabetic neuropathy is caused by many, many different reasons, vitamin B deficiency, as well as diabetes. But whatever it's caused by, carnitine is also very good to help you reduce that pain caused by diabetic neuropathy, the cramping, and it actually helps with any forms of the numbness, even, because it's going to help with the neuropathic, neurological aspect of your pain in the arms, legs, and feet. And it's also been shown, carnitine's also been shown to be able to help with other issues such as Alzheimer's, hyperthyroidism, and then sexual dysfunction. It's also used, now when I started using carnitine 35 years ago when I was 19, it was that I was using it for exercise performance. I was super, super excited getting into my workout schedules and workout routines at 19 because I literally gained 15 pounds, the freshman 15, and I needed to lose that extra fat. And, it's very popular. I learned way back then that carnitine is really great to burn fat, for helping you weight loss, helping you with your endurance, meaning you can last longer. If you use fat for energy, right, in your mitochondria, you get a lot more energy rather than just using sugar. So I found that carnitine helped me with my long runs. I used to run 6 miles a day, and that really was optimal to allowing me to maintain that long endurance. So, I don't believe that carnitine is like a completely a weight loss pill. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying that, though, it's going to help you with your fat metabolism. It helps you with your endurance and using oxygen as a source, using oxygen and fat as a source for energy. So what kind of formulas can you take? There are three types of carnitine supplements that's available. Acetyl L-carnitine, which is great for neurological issues, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Propionyl carnitine can be taken for peripheral disease and heart disease. And then the regular L-carnitine, which is the most available out there, and it's the least expensive. I use both acetyl L and L-carnitine. The way I recommend is about 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram twice a day. If you've got disease, then you may need more, but really make sure that you talk to your doctors about it. Ask them, if you're feeling tired and sluggish, you've got brain fog, you want to exercise more, and you really feel like you've got some fat that you want to lose, and you've got that slow metabolism, go chat with your doctor and ask him if carnitine may be right for you. I know it was for me because I've been taking it for a long time and I continue to take it for the rest of my life. All right, this was awesome. Thanks so much. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I'm dedicated to helping you feel better and be your best today. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life on Radio MD. So see you next time. Stay well.